and on his own field that he never thought he would make it in. Taylor sat down with Jack Downs, and they talked about his adventures and what led him to writing his own novels.
Sitting on the old Mallory Square in Key West, I would write about the sunset and sometimes hitchhiking at 3 o'clock in the morning. Occasionally, we'll look back on it. I think I partly kept it in thinking that my children or my grandchildren would keep it under a glass case and pull it out annually and take a look at the world according to Jack.
Downs went on an extraordinary journey. But what makes a business major decide to write a book?
Well, I also grew up in a very close-knit community in Prince George's County, Greenbelt, where it was just, I never really appreciated how wonderful it was as a place to be a kid until I left there. I've always been a prodigious reader. I gobble books.
And that led Downs to where he is today, a man who is about to publish two novels.
The two books I have coming up, the first is Buried Treasure, which is a family saga set on the eastern shore of Maryland. In the 1950s is when it began. Two brothers whose lives are sort of explode at a very early age because of a family crisis, an incident that occurs, a kidnapping. The second book that's coming out is called Cattails, the first in a series of Cattails books. Cattails, the Eden Mist Affair will be the first book out, and that is due for release July of this year, July of 2013. But I'm very grateful that it's finally going to see the light of day.
To find out more about Downs' books, visit his website at www.jackbdowns.com. For WMUC News, I'm Taylor Cairns.
Jack Downs and I were able to sit down. He was a wonderful person. We had a Skype interview, and as you can tell, he has the two books seem very interesting. He has a great future, hopefully, in writing, and he even said that he also has a children's book that's already been out and published.
Oh, that's so cute.
So he definitely is making his way, especially in a field that he never had. And a fun fact that I didn't get to include in the actual package, he actually was on Gymkhana while he was here at the University of Maryland. He was part of one of the original Gymkhana groups. And so that was an interesting thing to see how he was
That's
a part
awesome.
Of something that is still here today.
That's awesome.
Your own health.